Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Your Lincoln forecast for today. Showers and storms possible throughout the day. Otherwise, we'll see mainly cloudy skies with a high around 85. Tonight, a chance of showers and storms with an overnight low around 60. And tomorrow, a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mainly cloudy and cool with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Kyle Collector for 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break. Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Binance!
Currency, a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Tell you what, again, I was talking to Carson just the other day about how just what they've done through these advertisements on the upgrades of the applicants that are coming through. And so that's been a big part of this improvement, because I always say, if you want a smart, tough, dependable, you name it, football team, you know how that happens? Recruit it. Recruit people that are already competitive. Recruit people that have a work ethic. Because the old, yeah, let me talk to him. I'll change him. No, you don't change him. So you want to have the best? No. You know, how many times you're going like, imagine like Farley, man, I'm surprised he played in college, because in high school he wouldn't hit anybody.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't
really like football. Didn't enjoy
it. Don't hear that very often.
So if you want that, that's what Currency's doing. That's what's going on up there. That's what Carson's doing. That's what Jim Hansen's doing.
It's not easier said than done, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really, you got to dive deep. So they're going to dive deep into you also. Like that. So when you get into these interviews, just so you know, it's not like, hey, listen, they're going to try. They want you there, but they want to see if you're the right person.
Right. Not easy to do, though.
Not easy to do. No. Right now, I'm
trying to read you.
I couldn't imagine myself in an interview with Currency. It'd be a tough one for me.
I'd be Carson, nervous of that one.
I don't know if Carson's really coming out of that one feeling great. So, I don't know.
Why?
So
you'd be fine.
So I'd be going like, do you guys have a rake for shag carpeting? Better times. You guys play 70s music?
Just hear a lot of murmuring over there.
You got any Skinner?
You got any Skinner? Give me three steps.
Do you love, better times.
Do you love Roger Miller?
Just yelling better times.
He's yelling better times. Why is there a guy over on computer 9 that's yelling, laughing and yelling better times?
Every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes. Why is he?
He's bothering everybody.
There's
over
never
there.
Any numbers on his screen. He's just got on YouTube videos.
He just yells stuff.
He just yells stuff.
It's like a tick.
Why is there some guy yelling, Currency!
Fintech!
Fintech! Finance!
GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today. It is time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Drills. Here we go.
You gather yourself.
Some please. Call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
You're looking for a remodel on your home, your bathroom, kitchen, anything in your house. Diner's the guy to go. Randy. Randy at Diner Contracting. Randy. Please call Randy at 402-417-5204 today.
When we read that number, lock that in, because if you guys call Randy or text Randy next week, I'll be with him. So I can go over.
What are you doing?
I've got that trip.
You know, you're going to the trip. That's right.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah.
He'll send the photo.
See the flag again.
Yeah, see the flag again.
You'll never top that photo.
So that's coming like that. But I'll be with Diner. So if you call Randy, we could do a conference call. We could go speakerphone and I could chime in on what I feel the bid should be.
He can lift the canoe over his head.
He could lift a canoe over his head.
I need to see that.
Yes, he could do that.
Think about that for a second.
Imagine that. Imagine if all of a sudden I look out in the morning, kind of the cabin, have a little cup of coffee. There goes Randy. Enough. He's carrying a canoe
over
his head. I don't
strong.
Know if anyone's out fishing in canoes, I'm a little concerned. Yeah, your canoes are over here, guys.
Could catch a big one today.
Oh, so it's not a canoe.
All of us taking off in the morning, just paddling the canoe.
Somebody's got to
keep
paddle.
Up, Randy. Come Randy. On, you're falling behind.
Or we're going in circles.
402-417-5204. Diner Contracting, right. Wild Card Wednesday, Bill, today.
Okay, what's on your mind, Bill?
Okay, we're going to go, got to lock in.
I am.
Don't stray when tomorrow's game day.
Ooh.
Don't stray when tomorrow's game day. I'm just going to walk you through what it would be like game day.
Okay.
The day before, I'm going to go LSU for you.
Okay.
And
just fast forward to September.
You got that, this like that. So this would be like, I selected home game in my mind, but they're both the same. Okay. So it's real simple. Early arrival, early wake up, review and print test. So the first thing is I'm going to get there. I don't know. On Friday, not quite as early. You're probably there at 6. So you want to have all your tests done. You have photos of everything that has to be done. Yeah. Everything's written out, typed out. You have your tests made. Awesome, awesome, ready to go. 9 a.m. staff, boom. If Coach O go together with the plan of the day, is what we're doing, boom. 9:20 D staff, get together, review practice plans. There's going to be part of practice you have to have, and there's going to be 10 plays running practice, which have to be absolutely perfect. At 10:30, you have to insert a bonus walkthrough. It's not on the schedule, but you have to convince your players to make sure they're there early to go to the walkthrough room, which is a giant room, and the whole wall is video. And so we do a walkthrough, and it's turfed. It's like a 20-yard turf field, and we do a walkthrough on the inside. And it was your job to get your players there for that walkthrough. That was a very intense walkthrough of what we had to have to be able to get organized.
10:30 a.m.
Players would have lunch for us right there. Coaches in are off to for the Saturday walk. There's gonna be a walkthrough on Saturday because it's a night game, and that has to be perfect. So when you get over there, so you have to have that all ready to go. So you do that 1 o'clock heartbeat meeting like that. So they bring a giant bass drum in to the meeting room, and then the whole team is in there, and they bring everyone in from from the academic department. There's 200 some people in there, and they do a heartbeat that everyone's got head down. It's like boom 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 boom, and the coach will go, T-Bob, you're up, and T-Bob would come out right there. He was one of our analysts. He'd be the one that had the little whatever, he hit the drum, boom boom. Bump, bump. You do it a little bit louder as he kind of got going like that. And so we had that. That was the big thing. That everyone's heads down for that. He'd do that like that. And then he'd finish up with a, we will perform at a level that the opponent is either unwilling or unable to match. And you go, ready, 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 ready. Everybody's out. That was heartbeat meeting.
Wow.
So you're out of there. That takes, that goes right to special teams, goes right to call out. And so the call out is like all of a sudden, you know, someone, who's your backup? So we, after the meeting, we go through who our backup with that. Then we go to individual meetings where I do the open book test, or I'd walk around, they take their test. So someone could be like, hey, question on this. I made sure on Fridays, everyone's perfect. You make them feel great. It's always like, even if there's something that's kind of, I go, yeah, that's a great question. You probably look at it like this, build everyone up. Friday's not, there's no, you everyone's
Come
up
on.
At that time. Then you go to practice, you go lock in. We have all these things you have to be able to walk through to get done. Then you have 10 plays. Then the offense has 10 plays, and those 10 plays are critical. They're the most important 10 plays we think is going to happen the next day in that game. Once that gets over, we go to the sideline signal review. We have the signaler going to review. Everyone calls out all the plays. Base, 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 dime, dime, dime. Call all the stuff out, why the offense says 2 minute up and down the field. Come back, we do another little spirited call out. Then we do a jump ball. Dun, they play music plays right there. And Coach O will call out just two randoms. It could be a coach and someone from the strength staff. They do a football jump ball, boom, that's it, we're out. Then you take off sprinting to get to your car and run to get to the hotel, to get your bags in the hotel to meet the team when they come into the hotel, when they go in for the all-seated dinner. At the all-seated dinner, that'd be me, Mickey Joseph, Munoz, and Ensminger, the offensive coordinator, and sometimes Joe Brady was with us too. So we have a set spot that everyone sits. You do not sit at someone else's table. It was like, just don't do it. Dinner's over. Bust to your room. You have 10 minutes. Then you're back for a special teams meeting to be able to get through. And those special teams meetings right that, those are all game film from the opponent when you get that done. Then you go and you watch the 10 plays as a defense.
10 plays, it could be the big plays of the game.
We just did on film. We watched those 10 plays. Then we'd break up, and I'd take all the DBs, and I'd pull up a TV copy. So I'd show the tempo. This is TV version, so I can show what it actually looks like. It's different than game film, so I would watch that. Back in real quick for final words, break out of there. 9 o'clock, watching recruiting film.
9 p.m.
So 9 p.m. we're watching recruiting film till 10:01. So we watch that. Also, while we'd be watching like that, I'd be texting your recruits and be like, all of a sudden, Mo might text. It's like Mo Hampton. He had 4 touchdowns that night. So, hey, can you call? And so we're all watching film. Coach O is in the front seat watching the film like that. And then I'd walk up. Hey, Coach, yeah, Mo Hampton had 4 touchdowns.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hey, man, what's going on, Mo? Big night. So everyone's handing him phones.
10:15.
Wow. And all this time, our phones are going to him. So we're talking to all of our commitments on that night right after their game's over. So the commitments know that right when the game's over, they're going to talk to Coach, to me, or whoever the coach is, and they're going to talk to Coach O. So we've already hit on those guys to be able to get that done. Then I'd always grab food to go. I didn't eat much at the dinner. I'd grab some food to go. Then you did bed check at back of my room at 10:44.
And then you got a game the next day.
Next day.
We'll no, not Saturday off.
Next Wednesday, we'll do game day.
Whoa.
Wow.
So that's a Friday.
Is that pretty standard at every place you've been, or is that unique to LSU?
It's a little unique, but no, it's the test. I mean, in the end, you know that day is like there is a lot going on.
Friday is not a slow day.
No, there's a lot going on.
Jake,
and
that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah.
I'd need Saturday off. No, you can't take Saturday off.
Well, that's game day, actually. Yeah, game can't day. Do that.
Yeah, so it's
I don't imagine you had Sunday off either.
No, and there's no Sundays off. 6 a.m. to whatever, 10:44. And I just hope to get back to my room, and you'd hope that there was like a San Jose State, Nevada game that was still on TV on for a Friday night game to watch a little bit of that, and then we'll go over game day next Wednesday.
Then game day, just slight preview. What time are you up in the morning?
I'd probably, if the night game, which 90% of those were,
yeah.
And no matter what, even if it wasn't a night game, I was always up extremely early because I always went for a run that morning. So I get about 40-minute jog in that morning. And I'd run around this little lake right by the in Louisiana. There's a little lake right there that I'd run
got
around.
Up and run.
Got up and got to run. And then we'll hang on. I'll give you the rest as
okay.
we get going.
Okay. That's a lot.
Fast-paced.
That is
very fast.
And on the screws the entire time.
You have to get to the hotel quick.
Yeah, we'd race there. We'd literally, when we got done with practice, we would race to our cars so we could get there and I could get my stuff put into my hotel room. so I could be back down, because all of a sudden, because that was an all-seated meal. So coach was going to talk to, he's going to tell, name the captains during that, Coach O would name the captains during that meal, have that. Everyone eats pretty fast and kind of gets out of there. And I didn't eat much at that meal. That wasn't my meal time.
You got to be on the run. You can't eat a lot.
No, you can't. That's why I'd eat a little bit to-go food. You know, I'd take a burger back to my room and heat it up in the microwave.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking young coaches have an advantage in that a little bit. But, I mean, better get rolling.
Yeah, everything, you're on schedule. It was like boom, boom, boom. Like I said, and then they'll hit game day.
That's intense. Intense is being, I think, polite, and that is more than intense.
I'd like to live a Friday like that.
It would blow your mind if you saw it's like, okay, I'm just going to, what time are you going in?
It's blowing my mind right now.
You'd be like, okay, I did not have any idea this. Like you said, in the staff meeting was like, there's like, yep. Mm-hmm.
I would need to make $500,000 to operate like that.
Yeah. And so that's anything from the text line?
Yeah,
Jay?
Troy on YouTube says, love when coach gives us some details from behind the curtain.
Me too, because I got to tell you, I didn't know it was like that.
And every place is somewhat, you know.
That's why coaches are hard to get a hold of. They don't have time to. Sipple's on the phone. Yeah, well, let's wait till Monday on that.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez. You didn't have time to take calls.
No, there was no time in between. You had some little thing to do, this, that, or whatever. And Thursday night, that would be like, so Thursday night, you got a pretty good time.
Yeah, but that's calling to say hi.
That's when you got a haircut or talk to somebody. Yeah, that's when you, I try to get a haircut on the way home or something like that to get something done. The number of times, too, that we just be like, we have nothing in the house. We have nothing here. There's no food. There's no anything. Because you just, when you're not just whipping over to Hy-Vee, you know, on Friday.
What a life.
So it's a weird life.
Fascinating.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Love to, Jake.
Thank you.
Don't stray when tomorrow's game day.
Don't stray
at
all.
No stray.
And that is.
Get a haircut on Friday.
Yeah. No. That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dynert Contracting. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Tomorrow is day one of the final major of the year in golf, the British Open. Also known
I didn't know that.
The Open Championship. So, I feel good about our chances to get almost all of these right.
Oh, boy.
British Open / Open Championship winners of the past. I will go in great detail, tell you the years, how many times, the country they're from. We're going to go 3-for-4 or 4-for-4 today.
I don't think so. I'm just drawing blanks right now. Yeah.
Open Championship winners of the past. If you know your golf, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick down, Sip and Bill and trivia. The record of the week is 1-1, 46-37 overall in the season. So still nine games above 500. Very solid. Thanks. We have Alex. How do you feel about British Open champions of the past? Golf.
Not too good.
All right. You guys?
We don't feel
same
good.
Same category?
Either.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't feel good about this at all.
We're going to get some questions right. I promise you that. First question goes to Alex. Here we go for you. What Spanish golfer, won the Open Championship in 1979, 1984, and 1988? Three-time champ, Alex.
Oh, it's one of two.
I'm just going to say a name. How about Garcia.
Sergio Garcia. No.
Sipple laughed out loud. Alex Sipple laughed out loud.
It's a great job.
Hang on.
It's one of two.
Are you starting it off with an S?
Yes.
Do it.
Seve.
Brilliant.
Seve Ballesteros, the correct answer.
So that's what we also, we're golfing. That's what we call shindaddy. Instead of Steve, he's Seve.
1-0 lead for Sip. Sip, first question to you.
Yeah, okay.
One Australian golfer won the Open Championship in 1993, the only time he won that tournament.
It's got to be one, right?
Go ahead, I don't have it. I'm drawing
okay,
a blank.
Okay, I'll make sure. Greg Norman.
Okay. Brilliant!
This golf knowledge right here.
Yeah, I was going that way, and I'm going, hang on.
It's better times.
Yeah.
2-0 lead.
Yeah.
Alex, to stay alive, last question. What Nebraska native golfer won the Open Championship in 1989?
Oh, I have no idea. Smith.
Smith is the guest. Is it Smith?
He's from Laurel, Nebraska.
And what is that person's
Mark
name?
Mark Calcavecchia.
That is correct. Mark Calcavecchia. Here's your winning horns, though.
Yeah. Oh. Jake was right. We knew some of these.
3 for 3.
He was right. Jake,
nice try, him. Alex. Call down the road. Call again. He's gone. Okay. Can we go 4 for 4 is the question. Bill's in play here. What South African golfer won the Open in 59, 68, and 1974?
That's got to be Player.
Is
right?
It Gary Player? 4 for 4. Yes. Look at the golf knowledge here.
I didn't know that. I wouldn't have known that.
Tiebreaker. While Bill's hot, one more time.
He won that in the
68, and 74.
He's still golfing.
He spanned 3 decades.
He's still hitting the opening tee shot at the Masters, that's for sure. All right, Bill. Of 152 career Open championships, the U.S. has the most victories. How many times has an American won the Open Championship of 152?
I think I may be way too high on this. 152. 76.
Ooh. I say 52.
You'd be close. 47 times. 47. And 32 different winners at that. But,
37.
Hey, you went 4-0 on golf today.
How about that?
Strangely.
Calcavecchia.
You would have had Calcavecchia, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember watching it. It was a big deal. I mean, that's back when you watch, like I watch at my grandma's house. You'd watch the majors. I don't watch them anymore.
My favorite Open, I say not favorite, the most astonishing was the meltdown on 18. Who was the guy that had the meltdown?
John Vandeveld.
Yeah,
got like 1999.
Got like an 11 or a 9 on the last hole and just did everything you could possibly do wrong as far as...
He had a great break on the tee shot, and then he just destroyed the hole after that. Jean Vandeveld from France.
Yeah.
Paul Laurie won that year in a playoff against Vandeveld. I think in Justin Leonard, I want to say. So,
never.
Some serious golf talk.
Yeah. And it starts tomorrow. Royal Portrush this year.
Are we going to cover that, Bill, on our show tomorrow?
Well, it'll be going. It'll be live, won't it,
Jay? Yeah, you have it on the screens if you want to watch some golf.
It'll be... But my favorite part, too, is a lot of times they're showing it, and it's raining, and there's actual rain, there's drops of water on the lens.
Every single time.
And they don't wipe it off.
No, every time.
They just keep shooting.
Yep.
It's like we couldn't figure out a way to get a little bit of a cover on that thing.
When we come back, Hour 3, Sean Callahan next, and an early break in the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.